all of us sitting here have read through those scriptures many times in our lives, and very familiar with the chronology of Jesus' birth. But that was just to give you an idea of how things all fitted together from those two Gospels, Luke and Matthew. I want to acknowledge that a bit of what I'm going to talk to you about now comes from a message by John Piper, so that's just to acknowledge that I've taken some of his thoughts and ideas to put them into what I want to say to you this morning. And probably coming here this morning, you probably thought we would read from one or two or even all of those passages together. I wonder if you came here thinking we would read from Malachi, because that's what we're going to do. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and we're going to read the last chapter of that last book right now. It's not in your handout, don't go looking for it, there's not a page missing. I'm going to read it to you, it's quite brief. Malachi 4 verses 1 to 6. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace, all the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse. Were you expecting that one at Christmas Day? Perhaps not. And yet we read this, we sang this in one of our songs. Did you see it? Turn to the right page, Lee. Hark the herald angels sing. Look at the last verse. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. It's in that song. It is, of course, the perennial question that we ask ourselves at this time of the year. How do we make much of the significance of the birth of Jesus Christ when the rest of the world is trivialising it, squashing it, replacing it, reducing it to practically nothing in our Christmas celebrations as a society? Commercialisation reducing it almost to a sideshow. In the Christian scriptures, in the Bible, we have a very detailed account of Jesus' birth in both Matthew and Luke's Gospels, which we've had read to us today. As well, we have John's reflections on this as well, different perspective, different kind of audience he had, but we have this in the scriptures, which is where we get our story from. We're going to ignore Mark because Mark's gospel seems to ignore the birth of Jesus, so we don't go to Mark for this story. But in reading these three testimonies about the birth of Jesus, anyone who reads them is confronted with this amazing historical and culturally significant figure. But more importantly, they are presented with a spiritual person who is called things like Son of God. He's conceived by a virgin, by the Holy Spirit, so that he is both fully human and fully God. When people read these stories, these are the things that they are confronted with. He's a king whose reign will last forever, who it claims fulfills ancient prophecies so as to be called Messiah, God's chosen one, his anointed one. He is said to be the key to humankind understanding their purpose in being who we are. That is, in believing that Jesus is the Son of God, we will bring glory to God the Father. These are the things people are confronted with. And of course, we know most people choose not to accept those things. But as we know, most people are willing to concede that Jesus was an historical figure, and some will agree that he's played a role in shaping our culture and our social values. perhaps more in the past than right now, but most people will concede that Jesus has had that impact on our society. But people who are outside of the kingdom are very loath to go any further in acknowledging who Jesus is. Son of God, what does that mean? King of kings, reigns forever, fulfilling prophecies. Those things don't mean an awful lot to people who are outside of his kingdom. And so I hope and pray that the passages we've read this morning will help people outside of the kingdom see the vital significance of the birth of this child in everyone's destiny, and that they, like all of us, must humbly acknowledge their need to come to God through faith in this Jesus. My primary audience this morning is to the majority of us here, I'm sure, to those who have put their trust in Jesus, whose hope is in his promises, whose faith is firmly built on the truth of his word, and who are sealed for eternity with the guarantee of his Holy Spirit in their hearts. I hope today you'll be encouraged, renewed, transformed, built up, impassioned by remembering the hugely significant event that was the birth of Jesus Christ all those years ago. And I hope it's in this passage from Malachi that we will find that encouragement. I really hope it is. Malachi was a prophet of God whose life and ministry took place about 450 years before Jesus was born. And while the Israel he ministered to was not the Israel of other prophets, he wasn't dealing with Israel wandering off and worshipping other gods and making bad alliances and you know, neglecting God. His ministry was to a country who were dead in their religion and in their practices. They were going through the motions, through the rituals, but it meant nothing to them. It was just something they thought they had to do. He was a prophet full of expectation that Messiah was coming, and soon. I think when you read Malachi, I think he thought it was like now. He's an interesting guy. And even though he describes the Messiah as a refining fire, and he even describes him as a harsh cleaning soap, he's very much excited about this event because it will be an event of great joy for those who are expecting it. Listen to verse 2 again. But for those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. This is God speaking. This is our God speaking to Malachi, and he's ministering that to Israel. In Luke 1, John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, alludes back to this passage, to the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, who will shine like the Son of Righteousness, Zechariah says. And the Apostle John calls Jesus the light of humankind, and that Jesus' life is that light. So how do these verses, written 450 years before the birth of Jesus, help us remember and take encouragement from the huge significance of Christmas Day today in the face of a world where people are trying to minimalise Jesus as the central figure of this day? A couple of things, actually three. It's not like a three-point sermon. Three things. Firstly, recognise and remember that Jesus is the Son of Righteousness God is speaking of. This is Jesus that God is speaking to Malachi about. He brings light where there was darkness. He is the light of the world. He brings sense, meaning, real purpose where there was none. Remember how he brought that light to you this Christmas Day and made that a big part of your celebrations today. Remember when you saw that light of Jesus in your own life, when it became so real to you. Remember that today in your Christmas celebrations with your family and your friends. Jesus, with his beams of righteousness shining like those beams of sunlight you see coming through those huge clouds. You know what I'm talking about? Especially in the evenings, sometimes these big clouds build up and the light just pours through in these, like these dedicated beams. This is our Jesus, like that, penetrating through the clouds of darkness into our own hearts and our own minds and our own lives, to reconcile us to our Creator through grace and humility. What a gift to remember on this Christmas day. Next, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And while we know he doesn't heal every disease and sickness in this life, and perhaps today is going to be a difficult day for those who grieve the loss of someone who has passed, remember though, this is just now. This is not forever. This is just now. Jesus has promised though that there will be a time when there is no more sorrow, no more mourning, no more sickness. There won't even be the sun, because he will be the centre, the brightness, the light. This is a time for us to look forward to. Even now on Christmas Day, when we think about this baby who was born, the Son of Righteousness, this is the Jesus who will bring that in. Think of those things today. Finally, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness, beams of light bursting through with healing in his wings. And we who are covered by the blood of the Lamb, who have the very Spirit of the living God in us, will be leaping like calves from the stall. This is a difficult picture for us to imagine, isn't it? I'm not sure if you have a calf, even if you have a stall, if you have a barn. I don't. But I'm sure it was a very familiar picture to Malachi's original audience. Jesus brings freedom and joy to those who trust in him. Freedom from the stall of purposelessness, from the stall of poverty, of inadequacy, from shyness, from disability. And maybe your leaping like a calf will not take on much of a physical appearance. It probably won't be with me right now. I've had this bad back, and to be leaping around, that really would be a leap of faith. But I'm not going to be doing that. But let it out, however you find a way to do that. Let it out however you can. Piper says in his message, we would do well to give it some room, otherwise we will look out of character when Jesus takes us running through the fields. It's a lovely, lovely picture. What child is this? We sung it earlier. What child is this? This is the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings, and we are the children of his kingdom, the sheep of his pasture. We are the joy of his heart. You are the joy of Jesus' heart. Let's make that the centre of our celebrations with our family and our friends on this Christmas Day and moving forward the rest of this year and into the next year. Let me pray. Father, we do indeed thank you for the Son of Righteousness. We thank you that Jesus is not even the centre, he is the very purpose, the very meaning of Christmas. And while we know that many won't recognise that today, we pray that in our own lives today this would be such a reality for us that we would find ourselves having to share your goodness with others, perhaps even in our own families. Father God, we thank you for Malachi, for the preservation of his prophecy that we have even today. And we thank you that you have fulfilled all of your promises through the prophets, through all the ages, and that they find all their full purpose in Jesus. And we thank you for Christmas Day, Father God, for the birth of this baby who grew up to become Jesus, the man who died on the cross for our sins. And so we sit here today in this small congregation, celebrating and giving thanks to you for this wonderful day. Pray you to bless each of us now in Jesus' name. Amen.